Hello dear listener, it's James here. You find me at the top of the hill not far from my house. I've just returned from a 3 kilometre walk. It's something I try and do fairly regularly as part of a fitness regime that's intended to get me down, hopefully, close to the middle of the BMI index rather than towards the top, which I've been I've tended towards over the past little while. I love this spot. Most of the time it's fairly sheltered, and at this time of night, just before the sun goes down, you can hear the bird song. Quite a few blackbirds and other less recognisable birds. And of course the cars as they snake their way towards the motorway and roadworks thereof. Yes, I managed to tear myself away from Springwatch on the telly, which Beth had on for the last few days. The red button feed has been showing pictures of... They've actually focused on the birds. Everything from nightingales to wading birds, all kinds of things. It's quite an interesting watch, although she was a little bit disappointed that she missed some fledglings leaving a great tit nest, because it happened early in the morning, but they re-showed it. Thus, the power of instant replay television. There's a blackbird very close to me there. So I thought I'd go and appreciate some nature of my own. I'm not going to be going rummaging around in any nests. And in fact, much of my walk was spent listening to audio journals in the audio journal playlist on my podcast feed. So... Only now have I stopped for long enough to listen to the birdsong. Yes, I do like a good walk. Sometimes it's difficult to get out of the house, especially after a hard day at work. But it's even more difficult for me to do this at lunchtime, because I know I've got the sort of the spectre, if you like, of the afternoon of work, and I know I'm gonna have to get back to it. I don't want to be too hot and sweaty. Off goes a Wizz Air flight to somewhere. I expect Flight Radar 24 might tell me what that is. Sorry, easily distracted. Some of my colleagues, can you believe it, go to the gym, but that would even be less attractive to me, because I know how hot and sweaty I get at the gym, and even if I do have a shower and change into some fresh clothes, I don't think I'd be fit for an afternoon's work. Much is the same way as when I first started my career here in Luton, working just up the hill from where I am now. Yes, because there is more of a hill. We used to go down to the local pub at lunchtimes, and my goodness me, it made the afternoon go very quickly, if a little semi-consciously. That pub, incidentally, now is becoming a Tesco local. Strange the way things change over time. Anyway, I've yabbered on for 3 minutes. I'm going to go now. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy the rest of your Audio Mo recordings if you're listening to them. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.